At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hello everyone and welcome back to episode 132 of your favourite Formula One show. We're back today, ready to preview the Italian Grand Prix. As always, I am joined by Jamie183. How are we doing, my friend?
I'm good. I'm very going to be late for work because it's my own fault. But there we go. We agreed to record an hour ago. Meet on Discord an hour ago and probably record about half an hour ago. But
this morning we were getting on with it. Yeah, Jamie has decided, of course, because he's got to go to work today. I am planning on leaving to go to the airport for the Italian Grand Prix in about 3 hours from the time of recording this. So I've got to record the podcast, edit the podcast, and upload the podcast all inside the next three hours, Jamie. So looking forward to
that. So we'll be speaking on 1.5 speed today.
It is going to be, you know, it's a preview Grand Prix show anyway, so it is going to be a fairly quick one. But of course, you know, as always, timestamps will be linked down below. And Jamie, have we got an update on where the Jamie183 YouTube channel is currently?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because I can tell you, Knowing Wheel is currently sat on 160 subscribers, so we are closing in.
I'm on 583.
Have you gained?
No, I've lost three in the last 28 days. Let's
wonderful.
Go.
Wonderful. We're getting there. We're getting there. Of course, as well, we've come to an agreement last episode that if we reach 10,000 subscribers on the Knowing Wheel channel, then we will do a tour of every single F1 factory inside 24 hours. So starting down in Faenza, up through Maranello, Switzerland, and then to all of Oxfordshire, basically, is the goal. So, of course, you know, if you're watching this on my main channel and you enjoy Knowing Wheel, of course, a little bit of housekeeping. Of course, from 2024, the podcast will be going live exclusively over on the new channel. So there'll be a link down in the description below. Check it out. Give us a sub. It would be greatly, greatly appreciated. But then, Jamie, we've got a few things to get through today, haven't we? New liveries, new contracts, new cars, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot going on. Shall we begin with new liveries? That was the first.
Let's do new liveries first.
Yeah, so we've got Alfa Romeo and Ferrari, classic Italian Grand Prix. They all love it. but the Alfa Romeo livery in particular is phenomenal. It's just a shame they've used all their budget on nice liveries and not on the car. But there we go. So it's very, very nice. It's black with an Italian flag on it, and it just looks so, so sleek. It doesn't really look much like the regular car, so I don't know how they've got away with it. But, yeah, I think it looks great.
It does look absolutely stunning, doesn't it? I'm trying to remember which car it was back in the late 80s, early 90s. My head is saying Acela, which, by all means, were not a particularly good Formula One team, but I think it's them that it's giving me a little bit of throwback vibes for. But Jamie's absolutely got it right there. You know, they have spent all of their budget this year on special liveries, which is quite funny, of course, because I think we'd argue this is probably the best one-off livery we've had all year.
Yes.
But I think we'd also argue the one they ran at Zandvoort was the worst one-off livery we've seen all year. Not Zandvoort, the Belgian GP with the lime green.
I don't remember what that even was.
It basically all the all kick and steak logos were bright.
Oh yeah, it was
green,
gaming,
and
it was
horrendous.
Yeah.
Not the vibe there. But this weekend they've done pretty well with it. Even the gold rims. I've just noticed that look really cool as well. Yeah. Like I said, obviously, you know, both Italian. Well, apart from AlphaTauri, both the other Italian teams love a little bit of a special livery, of course, for their home Grand Prix. And I rate this one a 9.5 out of 10, Jamie. This is a proper banger.
Yeah, I think it's probably the best livery we've seen all year.
Yes, yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. Yeah. I, I think the only thing that stops it being a 10 is, of course, the Golf McLaren livery at Monaco a couple of years back still exists.
Yeah, true. Hopefully the upgrades they've put on the car this weekend as well will make it perform as well as it hopefully will, as it deserves to, by the way it looks. So,
Joe got points. Good car looks fast.
Joe got points here last year, so
he did.
He also lost to Nick De Vries, but we ignore that.
We do also tend to ignore that, don't we? And I mean, speaking of Zhou Guanyu, of course, even more speculation coming out this week. Since Jamie and obviously spoke about driver moves for 2024, Zhou is not looking safe, is he right now?
Well, it's one of about three seats that isn't secure. So I'm very confident he'll be on the grid next season, whether at Alfa Romeo or at Williams.
Jamie believes he's going to replace Logan Sargeant, who is locked into Williams now for the next couple of seasons. I think what we say here is Jamie is living on hopium currently.
it would be very harsh for Joe to lose his seat after two seasons.
Well, we did speak about this pre-show, didn't we? And let's be fair, Zhou Guanyu hasn't been a bad driver, but bless him, he also hasn't been that great. Kind of a bit like in Formula 2. You know, he's good, but he's not that special.
Yeah, he obviously isn't going to be a future champion, you'd say. But, like, he is doing solidly against Bottas. He's not getting trounced. And
yeah, but this is also a Bottas that's giving up.
Maybe. But I think he deserves more than the time he's had. And if Sargeant stacks it in Monza like he stacked it the last few races, then we'll see.
Yeah, open to interpretation. Then Jamie, living on hopium there for you all. Of course, the other special livery, though, you know, when you think of Italy, when you think of Monza, you think of one thing and one thing only. And that, of course, is Ferrari. And they're rocking a special tribute livery to the 499P hypercar that obviously won Le Mans earlier on this year. Mega Le Mans in 2023. Fantastic race there. And I reckon Ferrari smashed this out of the park.
Yeah, I think they've done well. The only issue is it looks a bit Germanic on the back. Like the airbox is just a German flag on its side, which is a bit strange for Ferrari. But I guess their greatest ever driver is German, so maybe that's what they were going for. And their third most recent home win is also Michael Schumacher. So that's the only thing I don't like. But the red and yellow and black generally works really well. It's just they should have seen what they were doing on the airbox.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a vibe, to be honest. I quite like it. Of course, for those of you that play the F1 game, it's currently available there as well if you want to give it a try. But I vibe with this, Jamie. I think not quite as good as the Alfa Romeo, but still a very good livery. I'm going to give this one a 9 out of 10.
I'll give it an 8.
Fair enough.
The driver overalls are horrific as well.
Oh, yeah, they can't do the overalls, but... Yeah. They
look like firemen.
A little bit, so I think. But I think, you know, the throwback to Le Mans as well is very, very special. Of course, you know, the only place Ferrari have seen success this year, you know, in terms of top motorsport, it has not been a particularly fun year for Maranello. But let's be fair, I don't think any of you need us to tell you that. Probably, though, Jamie, the biggest news heading into this weekend has got to be Hamilton's contract extension.
Yes, and it's kind of been coming for a while now. I think there were, obviously we had nothing else to talk about in the winter, and we're just making up that he might go to Ferrari. So that has turned out
clickbait.
Yeah, it was very, very good. But that obviously hasn't happened, and as the season's gone on, it is the best place for him. You know, there's no seat at Red Bull. I don't know why he'd go sideways to Ferrari when only one of those teams has won a championship in the last 15 years, out of Mercedes and Ferrari. And yeah, he's obviously very happy where he is. And it was basically a choice between staying at Mercedes or leaving Formula One. And I think he's got one more championship fight in him, basically. So it's good for all parties. I think it's very good for Formula One. Obviously, he's probably the biggest name in the world globally.
Probably. He's definitely bigger than Formula One.
And then you've got, like, obviously it's good for Mercedes because they rate him super highly. He's one of the best drivers on the grid. And it's good for Hamilton. If he wants to stay, he's going to get an absolute, how much is it? Something ridiculous, 50 mil a year or something?
He was on, 50 mil a year. He might have taken a pay cut, we don't know yet.
Yeah, but even so, he's going to be making a pretty penny. And, living out his dream of driving cars very fast. So, fair play.
Yeah, I think this is the thing, isn't it? Of course, you know, obviously on the side of that George Russell, I'm pretty certain it was very weirdly worded because, of course, they were like, Russell's confirmed as well. But obviously we kind of, again, all knew that was the case because I think he was on a 2-year plus 1. So this year, next season, and then he had the option to extend one more, which obviously both parties have exercised. But interestingly, though, from George Russell, Jamie, of course, last season, embedded himself pretty well in the team. Of course, you know, we saw that obviously Hamilton having to test different concepts with the car, trying to make it work. Obviously, you know, threw away a lot of points early on and then obviously had a bit of bad luck later on in the campaign. Russell, you know, we were kind of talking about into the winter, you know, was he going to be able to get the better of Lewis again this year? Russell's definitely had more bad luck, hasn't he? But Lewis has absolutely been keeping him at arm's length. Of course, is this, you know, Russell's plan at Mercedes not quite going as well? You know, whether it takes a season to get in, you know, then beats Lewis, and obviously Lewis just kind of obviously fades out, leaves the team, and, you know, George is already there as the number one. Or is it just the fact, of course, you know, George Russell is going up against one of, I would argue, the second greatest driver of all time behind Ayrton Senna?
I'd agree, second greatest of all time behind Michael Schumacher.
I knew you were going to say that, hence why I had to specify Ayrton Senna.
Yeah, I think Russell's had a difficult, obviously, second season, probably by his own admission, with only the one podium. Obviously, he got bad luck in Australia when he was looking okay for, well, definitely a podium, obviously challenging for the win, but I don't think he'd have got it personally.
No, he would have probably come, it would have been him or Lewis for P2, P3, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and then had that engine failure after bad strategy. Obviously, Canada, he binned it himself, and Netherlands, he crashed with Norris at the end, didn't he, which cost him a lot of points. Not a lot, just a few points, probably. But yeah, I think last season probably went better than Russell thought in terms of beating Lewis. I don't think he expected that. Obviously, there were circumstances that favoured him, but the win in Brazil was like obviously massively great for George Russell. But he's not really kicked on from that, to be honest. So I reckon this, if you asked him in March or in February what was going to happen this year, he probably would have been a lot more optimistic than what has happened so far. Obviously, he's still got a bit to try and change that. And for his sake, you hope he does. But he's not even tipped over 100 points yet. He is on 99, but still.
So is Charles Leclerc, isn't he?
Yeah, I think. Yeah. And like,
Carlos Sainz is ahead of both of them again, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Madness.
Despite not having a podium.
Madness. That's insane, isn't it? Sainz still hasn't had a podium.
We know
this
Alpine
year.
are the third team to get both cars on the podium.
Behind Red Bull and Mercedes.
Yeah.
To be fair, you're dealing with a Ferrari that's pretty poor and Lance Stroll.
And Piastri, because Norris has got a couple.
Yeah, I know. I reckon Piastri will get one by the end of the year. I mean, going back to Lewis, though, just quickly, I think, you know, we've kind of always said, haven't we, you know, apart from the pipe dream of, you know, maybe Ferrari next year, of course, which we obviously now know isn't happening. You know, really, Lewis's only other option is either finish at Mercedes, or if McLaren continue to kick on strong, you know, could we see a swap between him and Lando in the future, or him and Oscar? Could he go back to McLaren?
I could see it,
started?
But only if McLaren were being good for a prolonged time, because we've seen so many false dawns at McLaren that you wouldn't want to.
Yeah,
you wouldn't want to go to them, and then they're back in the midfield again.
No, except they kind of, you know, they fight their way back up from like 6th or 7th, get back up to 3rd or 4th, and then just fall back down again.
Don't they?
It's just a repetitive cycle down at McLaren. But it could be spicy, couldn't it? You know, Lewis, you know, gets 6 titles at Mercedes and then bookends it with a title at McLaren at either end. It would be mad.
It would be quite fun, but I don't see it. But we'll see.
I think in the 2025, I hate to admit it, but I think that will be, you know, unless he has, you know, another big title fight. You know, I think to be honest, if he, you know, in some hypothetical universe, won the title in either 24 or 25, that would be it immediately. Like, if he won next year's title, he'd go then.
I proper don't think he'd leave after a title win. The amount of dirt,
not even after he cements himself as the GOAT.
But the amount of dirt he threw at Rosberg for leaving after he won a title, I just don't think he could do it. Because after Rosberg left, he was like, I find it so strange that you'd be on top of, like, on top of the sport and then decide to call it quits. So the only way I see it happening is if Lewis announces in, like, Silverstone that he's retiring at the end of the year and then wins the title anyway.
Yeah, but then you look at Schumacher, you can't curse yourself, can you?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he would win a title, say, hypothetically, in his ideal world, he'd win 2025, give it a go with the new regs in 26, and if he didn't like it, he'd then go.
I would take 3.5 more seasons of Lewis, to be fair. He's so weird, isn't it? Because, you know, he's really him and Alonso now that are the strongholds from when we started watching F1.
Yes.
The fact that they're... Because Lewis is, like, the first driver that we've watched his entire career play out.
After that, I mean, the next oldest to what, Hulk and Perez, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which is like, and they won't be around forever.
No, and they're nothing in comparison to Lewis either.
No, not at all.
Other interesting news, of course, Jamie. You know, we don't talk about too much on the show, but Formula 2's got a new car next year, which is quite exciting.
It does.
Looks awful.
It does look pretty awful. The rear wing's just a bit mad. The rest of the car looks okay. But yeah, the rear wing, I don't know, it's like someone's designing a spaceship for a kids' TV show. Just at the rear wing.
I mean, they've got the right idea, haven't they, if it's got to look like a baby Formula 1 car. But quite clearly, of course, that wing is the size it is, obviously, for DRS.
Yeah.
You know, make DRS ridiculously OP.
It would be super powerful.
I mean, the thing is as well, though, of course, you know, if you are a Formula 3 driver, or, you know, you're in junior formulas right now, you just want to be getting yourself a Prema seat, don't you, next season? Because whenever there's a new car, Prema are always by far and away the best.
Yeah, and, like, it levels the playing field if you're a rookie in F2. This is why Leclerc won the title so easily.
One of the reasons why he won the title so easily.
Because when there's a new car, basically everyone's a rookie. And, like, the people's experience, you know, like, what, Deruvilla has about 16 years' experience with the current car. And people are like, Boss on.
Strange to pick Deruvilla rather than Nassani.
Oh yeah, Nassani's still there as well, isn't he? Flipping out.
And Boss on.
And he's like, you know, you're an 18-year-old rookie going up against drivers who've genuinely driven six years in those cars. Of course, you're going to take a while to get up to speed. But when it's a new car, everyone is on a level playing field. And it's about the rate of learning. And as a rookie, you have a chance against the experienced guys.
Yeah, exactly. You're basically on an equal footing, aren't you? I think, which is really, really important. But, yeah, I mean, the new car, I think, obviously, again... interestingly, I don't know if you read this, Jamie, but Mechachrome were originally meant to be bringing a more powerful power unit, but that's been scrapped. They're going to have the exact same power units as they've currently got, which is quite interesting.
That means they'll explode every week for Teo.
Pretty much, yeah. There's meant to be about another... Teo, did you say?
Yeah.
He's going to be F1 next year, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Going to be in the Alfa Romeo.
So his car will explode all right as well, then.
Probably, yeah, to be honest. but I think, yeah, no, it's going to be, you know, an exciting new car as well. I mean, we both try and watch Formula 2 quite regularly. I've really been able to now finally get into it this year properly. I'd love to do more on the podcast about Formula 2, but we just generally don't have the time.
No.
But I'm excited for it.
I've had to stop watching F2, very sadly.
Shocking. Shocking behaviour. Get back on it.
Well, Jamie. It means I can't curse any drivers if I don't know who they are. So.
No, that's a fair point, yeah, to be fair. Formula 2 drivers might be safe in 2024 until I start talking about them. Lance Stroll, Jamie. He is meant to be signing on again for Aston Martin next year, and I quote, "We have not seen a big gap between Stroll and Alonso."
It's just absolute PR rubbish, isn't it? I mean, who
complete
can read
twizzle.
That? Who can read that and think, oh yeah, that's reasonable? It's insane.
I reckon there was a typo on that, because it said obviously it was by Mike Crack, and I reckon it was actually Mike Crack that said that.
Wow. Yeah, potentially. But yeah, what is it? 7 podiums for Alonso?
7 podiums, 119 points, and 6 places in the championship between them.
Yeah, Stroll is currently 10 points ahead of Pierre Gasly.
He's going to finish behind Gasly and Piastri by the end of the year. He's going to be 11th.
He could.
And Alonso's going to finish 4th.
He hasn't got higher than 9th place in the last 6 races. Wow.
Oh! And Alonso's bagged 2 podiums.
A couple of second places in that time, yeah.
Madness. Absolute madness. I mean, I get it, of course. You know, it's pointless just talking about this, isn't it? Because obviously, Stroll's going to keep the seat. But can't we just get someone decent there alongside Alonso?
The thing is, the team only exists because Lawrence Stroll bought it. That's kind of what I have to remember. Because Force India were going under, and Lawrence Stroll bailed them out. And as a result, we've now got Stroll in an eternal seat that he doesn't deserve. But there we go.
I wouldn't mind if they were backmarkers. I wouldn't care then, but it's the fact they've got such a competitive car that frustrates me.
But it makes Alonso look good, and he can stat pad his quality results. So.
Yeah, exactly. Just get a few more.
Get his third whitewash of his career.
Well, he can't.
No, it's already too late, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, Spain was the only time Stroll showed up all year. Stroll is slightly better. After all the Spaniards were like, he's going to get a win.
Stroll is slightly more credible than Piquet and Van Dorn then, so fair play.
Exactly, exactly. We love to see it for Lance Stroll there, but get him in the bin, Lawrence. Come on, do us all a favour. Make Formula One exciting.
Exactly.
We've wrapped through everything pretty quickly. We're going to do a quiz, okay.
Which I should have, put in the time when it would have been relevant. Which the quiz question this week, because Lewis Hamilton and George Russell have signed new contracts with Mercedes to keep them in Formula One for a little bit longer. They are, of course, both Grand Prix winners, and they are, of course, both British.
I knew you were going to do this.
There are 17.
Lando Norris. Oh, wait.
There are 17 drivers from the United Kingdom who have won more than one Grand Prix.
More than one, okay.
You have a minute and a half to name as many as you can. Go.
Does that include Lewis and George?
Not George, because he's only won one, but yes.
He's only won one. So Lewis, yep.
Yep.
Jensen.
Yep.
Damon Hill. Nigel, yep. Mansell. Johnny Herbert.
Yeah, that's a weird place to go.
Yep, I'm just trying to think of the 90s. David Coulthard.
Yep.
Scottish. Jim Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie Stewart.
Yep.
Graham Hill.
Yep, you're doing well.
Phil, no, not Phil.
He's
Hill,
American.
Sorry, John Surtees.
Yep, you're missing three more champions.
I'm missing three more champions.
Wait, maybe two. No, I think just two.
This is gonna be so embarrassing when I don't get champions. James Hunt.
Yep.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, I'm missing two more still.
Oh, dearie me. Jim Clark, Jackie Stewart, Graham Hill.
You've got 28 seconds.
I'm trying to think. It was the one that won. It was Surtees that won with Ferrari.
Yep, you got that Surtees.
Yep. Oh, how am I blanking on this?
17 seconds.
Oh, Jamie, stop. John Watson.
Nope. He is. He's not a champion.
Yeah, he's on the list. Yeah, I was going to say, he's not a world champion.
5 seconds.
Oh, that's so frustrating. I think I did all right there.
You did do all right. You did do all right.
How many did I get?
We'll work it out. So you missed Stirling Moss.
Oh, no, can't you...
A bit rude.
Can you give me some hints? Sorry.
Oh, well, I've already given you Sterling Moss. Whoops.
Oh, I didn't even hear you. Okay. I forgot Sterling, yeah. Didn't win a world championship, though.
The champion you missed won his championship, I think, with Ferrari. Let's double check. He won it with Ferrari, yeah. 1958.
I know. I knew it was Ferrari in 1958. Can I remember who it was, though? Give me the first letter of his surname.
H. He's from Mexborough. That's literally where I live. What the heck?
No, it's not the third hill, is it? Oh, who is it?
Do you want to know?
No, give me a second letter.
H-A.
Hawthorne!
Yeah.
I could picture him as well. I just could
mad.
Not get the
He's
name.
He's literally from 15 minutes from where I grew up. That's crazy.
Well, there you go. Go break into his childhood home or something.
I could. He did die 50 years ago. And a bit. Who else? You didn't get Peter Collins. That's quite hard.
Yeah.
The guy who almost won in 99. Almost won the title.
In 99? Oh, Eddie Irvine?
Yeah.
He's Irish.
He's Northern Irish.
That, okay, Jim. You might have upset. I swear he's Irish.
No, he's Northern Irish.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because you might upset a few people.
Nationality British is what it says.
Oh, no, he is Northern Ireland. Fair enough. Yeah, I'll allow that. I'll upset a few people then.
My goat from the 1950s, who died quite recently.
Your goat from the 1950s? Who died quite recently? Oh, no. Who's this?
Surname begins with a B.
It's not Brabham?
No.
It's not Barnard.
No, it's not.
Oh, this
unlucky
is
to not
Brooks.
Win the title. Yeah, Tony Brooks. There you go.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was it. So you missed only one, two, 3, 4. So you got 4.
No, I'll take that.
What?
13.
13 out of 17.
I'll take that. And I wasn't thinking Eddie Irvine because I didn't want to upset people. So I'll allow myself that.
Do we have any Irish viewers? I wonder.
Let us know if you're Irish down in the comments below.
And let us know if you see Eddie Irvine as Irish.
Yeah, let me know. Yeah, your feelings on me calling Eddie Irvine Irish as well. I'll know when it's just a lot of swear words.
Yeah.
Jamie, though, I think the last thing we really smashed through it today, haven't we? Is predictions for
Indeed.
The Italian Grand Prix. What are the scores on the doors? You're
I'm
on 44, I'm
ahead.
On 42.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. So I get to go first then. Max. I mean, it's such a ridiculous track. Surely Checo can't mess it up. Surely Checo can't. I'm going to say Checo P2.
What's the weather forecast looking like?
Dry all weekend.
Oh, that's a shame.
Max, Checo, and do I go really boring and just say Lewis again?
I'm gonna get the odds.
No, actually, you know what? I'm gonna believe him. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm gonna believe in Ferrari. I'm gonna say Max, Checo, Leclerc.
I thought you were gonna say Alex Albon for a second.
No, why would I believe
He's
in
rapid.
Ferrari if I say Albon?
All right, let's get the betting odds up. Pole position, Max Verstappen.
You're not using betting odds, are you, every week?
Pole position, Max Verstappen. Winner, Max Verstappen. This is going to be boring as.
So the wins record is going to be broken.
It is. Second place. Ooh. Second place, Lando Norris.
Ooh.
And third place. Third place, Lewis Hamilton.
Interesting, Jamie, back in the Brits.
You're going to love it. You're going to have so much fun.
I am. I hope so, anyway. Have we got anything else to add, though, Jamie 183?
Let's just double check. X. See that nothing's gone on.
I hate that. My dad sent me a link from it a couple of days ago. I was like, has he been hacked? Is he trying to send me something bad?
No, there's nothing.
Fair enough, then. Thank you all so much for listening, as always. If you have enjoyed, please do make sure you drop us a follow. Leave a like, get yourself subscribed, follow us on all our various social medias. It'd be greatly appreciated. And we will be back then, hopefully either next Tuesday or Wednesday, ready to review the Italian Grand Prix, Jamie, where if I wear my Mercedes hat, I'm going to get beaten up.